Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Features like radial front tires and an all-new 360 floating seat for an incredibly comfortable ride. Take command of your yard. Take command of your time. Take command of your life by joining one of the fastest-growing mower companies in the world, Ladd's, for your zero-turn and golf car needs.
Ladd's. Up your life with Ladd's. Ladd's. Up your life.
As a small business owner, when was the last time you considered switching internet providers?
I don't even remember. Running a business keeps me pretty busy.
Let's compare your current provider to Comcast Business. Are you getting fast, reliable internet?
Sometimes.
How about a full suite of innovative services like separate Wi-Fi networks, 4G wireless backup, and advanced voice solutions?
I highly doubt it.
Sounds like Comcast Business could give you more. Make the switch to the nation's largest gig speed network now and get an amazing deal. Right now, get fast 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for paperless billing and auto pay. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without paperless billing and auto pay. Offer ends 8/21/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to up to 8 hours.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. We need to establish, I think, some guidelines here before we kick off the inaugural Memphis Check-In Olympics, which we hope to make, an annual deal here on the show. 30 seconds. Does that feel like a pretty good sort of cutoff? 30 seconds per check per caller.
Yeah, that's fine. I think 30 is a good number. Yeah.
Like Memphians can go for 10 minutes.
No, if you get to 30 seconds, we hadn't laughed. You're struggling.
You got to get into it.
So that's
what
I'm gonna be worried for if you need that long. But yeah, that sounds like a good cutoff there, John.
Yeah. So
I got to make sure I retweet the picture that we're using of Brad.
Yes, I put that picture out there.
It's on the 92.9 line account too.
Yeah, you have tweeted it, Brad.
Because man, they killed your foot.
Yes, they did.
Memphis did your foot in.
Yes, they did. So.
My goodness.
Listen, before we get to the contestants and before we get to our athletes.
Yeah, this is interesting photo you picked here, John.
We have to I'm not going to pick.
Is that the photo they used for you in sales?
I think this used to be the radio for when I was on the Buzz or on one of the music, Caucasian music stations.
Makes me want to listen to you looking at that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure.
It did. All right, listen.
Cheesy looking ass.
Let's kick this thing off, Brad, if you would. It is time to have our parade of nations.
Okay, here we go.
Welcome to the inaugural Memphis Check-In Olympics.
Make sure we mark the date. We're going to do this.
June 26, 2019 is a day that will go down in the annals of history on this station and on this show. We welcome our friends from North Memphis. They just walked by. Our friends from North Memphis just walked by.
Representing.
What up, y'all?
Yeah, who's representing? Who's like the big one? Who's waving
who's
from
the
North
person?
Memphis?
Yeah, who's the torchbearer for the flag holder from North Memphis?
But it's just Terrence Howard. All right.
Okay.
All right, thanks, Terrence. South Memphis. We welcome our friends from South Memphis.
Rick Ross?
Nope.
No.
Not Rick Ross, but good try.
Sorry.
West Memphis is here. Somehow they got in.
Okay.
We don't know how, but they're here. And, of course, our friends from East Memphis.
DeSoto County.
They're all white.
And we let in Mississippi and DeSoto County.
Everybody from East Memphis, it might as well be Ireland, but we welcome them all the same.
Welcome.
Welcome to the inaugural Memphis Check-In Olympics. And now.
Is it my turn?
It is the most important part of the evening. Mm-hmm. Jason Smith proud White Station High School graduate, proud Imperial Security alum, proud University of Memphis alum. Took him a little longer, but that doesn't matter.
Nope.
He would like to take this opportunity to light the torch.
Yep. Remember when Ali lit the torch?
Yes.
This
Careful
is much,
this thing now.
Much like that. And I'll be lighting
you're
it.
Not, you're not shaking, though.
I'll be lighting it with, well, hopefully never.
All right.
I won't get to that. Love Muhammad Ali.
Yeah.
I'll be lighting it officially with a black and mild. Guys, are you ready?
We
are y'all ready to start this
Have
up?
Have you spoken in black and mild this morning?
Here we go. I've lit it.
It is lit.
Oh, there it is.
It is lit, ladies
there
and gentlemen.
There we go.
Oh, my gosh. It looks like a Bic lighter.
And there's
like
a puff of smoke to start us off.
Wood tips abound, ladies and gentlemen.
Plastic tip.
The 2019 Memphis Checkin Olympics are officially underway.
All right, got my pen. I'm ready to judge.
We've got the gold medal set aside. It's not real gold, though. We've got the silver medal aside. We've got the bronze medal aside. We are ready to hand these out. Let's begin with Randy. Randy, you're up.
What's up? What's up, guys?
We're ready.
You got 30 seconds to roast Brad.
Roast him.
Man, Brad, you got to be crazy to do this. You out-battled Spider Monkey, broke Woody Harrelson, two square blockhead ass little boy.
Broke Woody Harrelson.
Okay, that's a good start.
Man, we are off to a fantastic start.
Yeah, so that is, did he say broke Woody Harrelson, bro? Mm-hmm. That was good.
Who was my guy?
That was Randy.
Okay, I want to make sure I got all names right.
They said broke Woody Harrelson. Damn.
535-3776-535-ESPN.
Do you want to win this gold medal or not? We go to Carlos, who goes by Flamaholic.
Yes, sir. You said I got 30 seconds?
You got 30 seconds, brother.
Roast him.
What's up, my Brad Carson, empty fistball head ass, Christian Minger profile, piece of taking ass, Down syndrome, Deacon looking ass, retarded Diggling looking ass, 1986 Steve Kerr looking ass, freaking high school Johnson posing ass, Vicky Berry on how to catch a predator smiling ass, Jim Strickland prom picture taking ass, the same look when you bust the first nut smiling ass,
okay.
John Martin and Jason Smith daddy looking ass, the older kid on the back of a milk cart looking ass,
oh.
Trinidad Rams and two jacket wearing ass, and the rest of your hair gold looking ass.
Carlos.
Oh, my gosh. There was so much detail in there. You might have missed a few things. My gosh. Did he say oldest kid on the back of a milk carton looking at it? I picked up on that one. I mean, that was speed checking, too. That's the talent as well.
It was. All right, hold on.
Where you can drop in 100 checks in 30 minutes. 30 seconds.
We're two in so far. Let's go to our subject. Hey, Brad, can we get you on real quick?
Yeah.
How you feeling?
I feel all right.
We're working him so hard, too. He's taking the calls.
Right.
He has to take the calls and the beating.
It's probably better off.
It's kind of rough. That's why I asked him, man.
Yeah.
You sure you're ready for this?
You're exactly right. All right. We've had some strong starts. 5-3-5.
That was all Memphis start. We need to have some Horn Lake in this.
5-3-5 ESPN. We now go to our friend from Horn Lake. He is Hank.
What's up, guys?
What's up, brother?
I don't think I can beat that last one. I got a couple of them.
Oh.
Brad, you told square if you were a circle, you'd still have four corners.
Oh.
You told white, Brad, if you were a crayon, it'd have to change the box from 64 to 65.
Okay, all right.
Make Chalk jealous.
Yeah, Hank, thanks for the call, man. That was definitely...
Appreciate your participation, brother.
That was Horn Lake.
I think the white folks aren't very good at this.
That was more like a Yo Mama thing, you know? Like, yeah, that was a Horn
Lake. I love Hank.
That's checking in Horn Lake, though, you know what I'm
saying?
That's
Horn Lake checking.
You got to understand that. 535-3776-535-ESPN. Let's go to Austin. Austin, you're on.
Hey, what's up, guys? Man, Brad, I'm about to hop on your ugly ass, fool. You look like a damn endangered spider monkey. Old scary, curious zoologist built that boy, old Dorito chin neck ass dude. Come on, man.
Torino Chinnakas, dude. All right, Austin. Thanks for the call. He said,
"Well
done." He looks like a zoologist.
Zoologist looking ass.
You've gotten two spider monkeys.
Endangered spider monkey. Spider monkey.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. How have you gotten two spider monkeys?
The zoologist is pretty good.
Spider monkey. Trendy right now in the world of checking.
535-3776-535-ESPN. Let's go to Sean. Sean, you're on.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing today?
What's up,
brother?
Sean?
Brad, you're a heck of a guy, man, to take this, man. if you sitting over there looking like you want to rape a little kid on film,
we can't be doing that,
come
Sean.
On,
Sean, you got to
upset.
Sean, come on, you can't be doing that. Like, we got to drop Sean. You can't be. Like, you know, I feel like we got that's a line you can't cross.
Yeah.
I mean, you can say anything about Brad, but you know, don't bring kids into it. You know.
Yeah.
Is that fair?
That's fair.
Yeah.
That one probably was. Yeah.
Come on. I mean,
there's no problem to it.
And if we were at the lunch table in Memphis City Schools, like that would fly. But you know.
Well, yeah.
We probably even on that one. Whoa.
What? Even in Memphis City Schools.
That one.
Yeah. Unfortunately, you're disqualified for that one. 535-3776. Let's go to Hollow. Hollow, you're on.
No, this is Carlos. Y'all just hung me up. I went. I'll cook them again. Christmas stocking looking at Pilker Jaw head ass, the green box in the apartment complex outfit wearing that, trying to hold on to the last piece of fade head ass, my pregnant girl nose ass, Cordova football helmet ass, Chinese ladybug looking at, biology book looking at.
John can't even.
John can't.
John can't even.
Y'all hung me up the last time, man. I cooked his ass.
All right. Hey,
and he
Carlos.
Said it's not. Yeah,
that was Carlos, not Hollow. Brad Roa.
I can't hear what he's saying.
All right.
You didn't want to.
That was funny.
It would have hurt.
I mean, that's two submissions for Carlos. I don't know how we're going to handle that. Are we having repeat
people
callers?
People want to call back a lot.
We're having
on
repeat
these.
Callers. Let's go to Mark. Mark, you're on.
What's up, guys? What's up? I don't know what's happening down there, but Brad, you looking like you're trying to be the replay of Opie Taylor in an Andy Griffith remake. And I don't know what Jason and John doing over there giggling so much. Jason looked like a poor man's looked like Red Fox wannabe with his Cliff Huxtable sweaters on, and John over there giggling like he's going to be we're leaving kids out of it, but John, we got to wait a couple of years before he can join the cast of Stranger Things. He ain't quite ready. Got to get a little bit older. So you two guys leave him alone. Somebody pick Cowboy Carson up, check the bottom of his feet, and see if Andy scribbled on one of them.
Hey, Mark,
I'm out.
I give you points for coming on me and John.
Yeah.
I give you points for it.
For sure. Let's go to John. John, you're on.
Hey, guys. My name is Doug.
Doug, you're
I'm
on.
I'm having a hard time typing it.
Right, well, Brad's taking Brad's a beating, Doug. We apologize. I can't get the name straight.
Doug, he's going through a lot, man. He's going through a lot.
All right, y'all ready?
Yep.
What's up, Brad? Old big shirt, little body, old big and tall, skinny and short, little body having ass. Looking like I untucked my shirt. It's still three sizes too big. Talking about I hold my hands in my pocket because I can't button my top button, old-looking ass.
All right, Doug, appreciate it. Okay,
not
so
bad.
Can
not
we
bad,
okay?
Doug.
I need to say something here. I need to say something. White people, we're struggling. We're struggling.
I'm glad you said it.
Because I mean, I know that this is not our art form per se.
Just like breakdancing.
But we have mastered breakdancing.
We got it to
the Olympics.
Yep.
My white brothers and sisters, we are getting run laps around right now.
Man, Carlos like did 1,000 checks of the times taking y'all do two.
I mean, my man Hank came on here telling jokes, like it was stand up. All right, we got to pick it up, and I know we got three straight white dudes coming on because I'm looking at the names right now. So let's pick this thing up. Let's go to Toby next.
Let's just go to Toby.
Oh well, Toby is not white. Toby, you're
that's
on.
Why I'm trying to go to him.
Toby, welcome to the show and to the Olympics.
Hey, what's going on, y'all?
What's up, brother?
Toby's a dark horse in this thing, I have a feeling.
He's poetic.
Hey, man, oh, did he mean that literally? Hey, well, what's going on, Brad Carson?
What are you doing?
How long do I get, 30 seconds?
You got 30 seconds,
Toby. Let's go.
Okay, all right, baby. Brad Carson, big head having that. Midget head having that. Whole Mississippi State Bulldogs looking at. Bad jokes having. Brad Carson, your joke's bad. And your joke's tired as hell. your joke's like Butterbean in the third round. He tired as hell, Brad Carson. Bad loud, Ace Ventura loud having that.
Alright, Toby, appreciate the call, bro.
Let me get in there, bro.
Part of it was his delivery, though. That was good delivery.
Oh, like, it's great. It is always good delivery with Toby.
Yeah, everything's
535-3776-535-ESPN. Let's go to Austin. Austin, have you already called in once? We don't have Austin. Let's go to somebody else. Let's go to Nick. Nick, you're on.
Yeah, what's up? Mixed breeding is done. Hey, dude, bring your cherry Subway sandwich looking ass here, boy. Gonna fire your ass up real quick. Big shirt, little pants wearing that, dude. I bet the pants tighter than police handcuffs. McDonald's serving, looking.
Nick, you can't us, but I do appreciate the what Jared from Subway looking at us. That was a good one.
Yeah, be careful here now.
Yeah, you can't drop profanity. I know y'all get comfortable now. Yeah. It puts y'all back in a place, but y'all can't be out here saying about kids and
don't 11-year-old on the straight up here.
Come on now. Y'all can do this. We got two straight white guys.
Here you go, Steve.
Let's go to Steve. Steve, you're on.
Hey, what's up, man? Boy, Brad, I'm finna get on that ass. Come here, boy. You look like you got some alfalfa bean bread there, boy. What's up, man? Oh, big pickle tube head, boy.
All right, Steve, appreciate it. Who's that, pickle shoes?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, that wasn't bad.
Well, I like his delivery.
Yeah, I like that. I'm a fool for delivery. I'm a real sucker for it. 535-3772. Now, we got to come up with a silver and bronze as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's the hard part. I got to remember these. Let's go to Jeremy. Jeremy, you're on.
Oh, Brad, I've been waiting for this day. Old bowl of grits looking ass. Oh, welcome to Moe's looking ass. 30 miles an hour driving looking ass. Okay, you brush your teeth with zippers looking ass.
Brush your teeth with zippers.
I think that was the best one.
You do look like Welcome to Moe's, bro.
Yeah.
You do.
I give it to you.
Hey, Jerry, appreciate the call.
Well, I think that guy's right there.
Hey, you know people be walking into Moe's. Brad be
welcome
happy
to
as hell.
Jeremy or Jerry right there?
That was Jeremy.
Jeremy
is right there.
That was pretty good.
All right, Brad, your punishment's not over yet. We still have to take a few more here. 535-3776, 535 ESPN. I think this is a repeat caller here. Let's go to Austin. Austin, you're on.
No, different Austin.
Okay, different Austin. All right, you're on.
Looking. All right, Quaker oatmeal looking. Bowl of grits. Brush your teeth with. Weird Waldo looking. Chernobyl survivor.
Chernobyl survivor. This man said, "Where's Waldo looking? Chernobyl survivor." Chernobyl survivor. That man said you look like a Chernobyl survivor.
They said the radiation, Brad, is causing your head to fall out. Damn.
Well done. Bro, that is trifling as hell. Who is this? Who is this? Is this?
I shouldn't be laughing about
mine. It's all mine. It's all from Washington.
You can't say
that. Like, how I give myself in the position, man, nigga.
The N-word, bro.
I feel you. We're getting comfortable on here, though.
Dang. I know that was. I mean, he didn't even care. He just kept going 5-5-3-5.
They're just trying to get it. They venting, bro.
Okay, let's just. Okay, we have a few more. We have a few more minutes. Okay.
Getting comfortable.
No N-word. No kids. No profanity. That pretty simple. Yes.
This is almost impossible.
Let's go to Brandon.
I'm
Brandon,
we've gotten this far.
Brad Carson, big head, big nugget head, 50-pound hardware, big green head looking at, Mr. Potato head looking at.
Mixed potato.
Hey, Brandon, appreciate it. Big green egg. Okay, I like that. I like Mr. Potato Head. Let's take these two more that are calling in as well as this is Brett. Brett, you're on.
Man, Brad Carson, boy meat world looking ass, Fred Savage, Wolverine looking ass, Ren and Stimpy, can't even make it a wild crazy kid looking ass. Nobody want his ass, don't deserve this program director wanna be ass. Got Chris Vernon 5 looking ass.
Oh.
Oh, Eric Castellani didn't
want
to work there no more looking at. Oh, hell,
it's
looking at.
I'm not, factually, I'm not sure if it stands up, but it was strong in delivery.
I thought it was a great start. I was a big fan of Ren and Stimpy references. Boy Meets World, Dale, Brad Meets World. All right, let's go to, we're going to go to these two more, and then we're going to have to come to a decision, okay?
Which is going
to
be tough.
Let's go to Thomas. Thomas, you're on.
Brad Carson, you're so white, you make Michael Jackson look black. Mic drop.
All right, Thomas, thanks for the call.
East Memphis.
Yeah, that was either an East Memphis or a DeSoto County check right there. Let's go to Nick. Nick, you're on.
Hey, Brad Carson, I love you, but I got to get down on you. Old Christine Frank Yard having ass, old Gorilla Mean Burger looking ass, old White New Balance Dad looking ass. We got a big state ahead of us looking ass, old Keepers Neighborhood Association dude paid up looking ass, old Rock the Door going through a bad part of town looking ass, old Call the Cops when a black dude's riding down the street looking ass. That's all I got.
Bro, that was great.
Yeah, I enjoyed that one. That was like the prototypical white person check. I liked that. Okay.
Now we have to make a decision. Here. Some of those are very, very good.
Brad, how are you feeling?
Yeah, I think you've taken enough of a beatdown.
I'm exhausted.
Yeah,
I'm exhausted. Huh?
It's like you said, like, he, not only did he have to take the brunt, he had to get him on.
Yeah. A lot of unfactual accusations. Now, some of them, like that last guy, was pretty good, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You keep them neighborhood dudes.
Yeah, like
up.
You're having fun with the stereotypes and all that. Mm-hmm. It's pretty good work there.
Mm-hmm. All right. You have written them down. You have done the yeoman's work of writing them down.
The Chernobyl one was pretty out of the box.
That one was funny.
That was funny.
Now, the best delivery was Carlos from Flamahawks.
Yeah. All day long. Yeah. Like, that's how you do it.
But he's a professional.
Yeah.
You know?
But so, did we say no professionals can call?
No, I mean, yeah, no, you're right. All right, so let's sort of work our way up. I like the last guy for bronze.
Yeah.
I actually got to say, I got Nick. That was Nick.
Yeah. I like Nick for bronze.
Having your dues paid up. And
yes.
Don't call them cops when you see.
Mm. Who's silver?
Randy, the first one was pretty
Randy
solid.
Randy was
wasn't
good.
It?
Chernobyl survivor.
Which was Jeremy, I'm pretty sure.
Chernobyl survivor?
Yes.
Chernobyl was creative.
All right, Chernobyl survivor gets, who was that?
Silver.
And what was his name?
His name was Jeremy.
All right, so our third was Nick. Our bronze was Nick. Jeremy was our silver.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if there's much debate, honestly, about who the gold medalist is, but the winner.
Got like a million checks.
Was it?
The winner of our inaugural Memphis Check-In Olympics, the gold medalist is Carlos.
I don't think you want to get in the ring with Carlos.
Yeah. Mm. Carlos is our winner. His delivery was the best. He actually got two attempts.
It was the efficiency, too.
Yes.
Yeah, it was rapid fire.
Yes. But let me just say this, because we've gotten so many submissions. We got so much feedback.
They're still working on your foot here. On Twitter.
We appreciate the participation, and I think what this has done.
My wife even said you got hammer time ass feet. She jumped in there.
Dang.
Wow. Yeah.
Faith is roasting me now.
Yep.
Damn.
I think what this has proven good, to us, though, is that there will be a second annual Memphis Check-In Olympics on the Jason and John Show. Who will the subject be next year? Who knows? Who knows?
Got to be strong to hold up under that.
But congratulations to Carlos.
Like that toe.
There actually is no gold medal, but you can like put it in your Twitter bio. You can say gold medalist Jason and John, Memphis Check-In Olympics. But there's no like physical. We're not giving anything away as a part of it. But appreciate the participation.
But here, I have an idea. Like if you are a sponsor out there and you're listening and you would like to sponsor this sort of thing, you could brand around it. And
absolutely.
Maybe you could provide a trophy or a prize for it.
Absolutely.
So that's just an idea. Thinking out of the box.
Bigger and bigger.
Brad,
thanks
for building something.
Thanks for taking that on the chin, on your Dorito chin, neck, having month. You know, thank you for doing that. Thank you for doing that.
Neighborhood association looking ass.
Exactly. Get those dues paid now.
Yeah. They're paid.
When we come back, Anthony Sane is going to join us. We will talk to him about
Zima looking ass.
The NBA, the NBA draft, free agency, the Grizzlies, conspiracy theories, and more. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
There was James Wiseman crumpling his 7'1" body into the front seat of a Corvette. What was crazy is when I tweeted the picture, how many like Kentucky fans and other fans would reply at NCAA, you should look into this. And it's like, James Wiseman didn't own that Corvette. He doesn't even have a driver's license.
That's even better.
Yeah. He's been, you know, too busy unicorning or whatever.
Mark Giannotto, Jeffrey Wright, Giannotto and Jeffrey. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. 92.9 FM ESPN.
Feel 100% natural with today's Perks deal. $50 gift cards to Buff City Soap for only $35. Handcrafted quality soap doesn't have to be expensive or hard to find. Buff City Soap's products contain no detergents, preservatives, or animal products. Their soaps are stocked with ingredients such as gardenia petals, lemon zest, hemp seed oil, shea butter, charcoal, tea tree oil, and more. Even their body scrubs are squeaky clean with natural exfoliants like chopped loofah bits, crushed walnut shells, and poppy seeds. Get yours at getmyperks.com.
When you compare the Humana Gold Plus HMO plan with other plans, there's no comparison. That's because it's Tennessee's only 5 out of 5-star CMS-rated Medicare Advantage HMO plan. The only one. No other Medicare Advantage HMO plan in Tennessee received excellent ratings from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services in all 5 categories, including managing chronic conditions, helping members stay healthy, and providing a great member experience. And there's no need to wait. You can switch out of your current plan and enroll in the Humana Gold Plus HMO H4661 anytime you want. Like right now, for instance. Find out why this Humana plan has no comparison. And make the switch by calling a licensed Humana sales agent at 1-800-526-5339 or visiting Humana.com. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO organization with a Medicare contract. Every year, Medicare evaluates plans based on a 5-star rating system. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search. Search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-673-1680 now. That's 800-673-1680 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-673-1680 to learn more. 800-673-1680. That's 800-673-1680. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Get down!
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Back, you know, Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. So, Carlos, who was our winner, our gold medalist,
flame him.
Yeah, he is indeed a professional. He has 25,000 followers on Instagram.
Oh,
damn.
Yes, and
makes all the sense.
And he is a professional. He is a professional comedian. It sounds like so.
We need to get him on the show for real.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I think at some point we're gonna have to have him on the show. He is the inaugural gold medalist of the Memphis Czech and Olympics. So.
The only thing about our Olympics is it's me annual. We'll have it again next year. We don't have to wait every four.
Yeah, exactly. So, anyway, Anthony Sane is here. Let's get it.
Now, it's Anthony Sane. Anthony Sane covers the Memphis Grizzlies for the Memphis Flyer and is co-host of the Outsiders podcast on 92.9 FM ESPN's Jason and John Show.
All right, what'd you think? Do you think we gave it to the right guy?
Oh, hands down. I know Carlos personally. We're not friends, but I know him from Facebook, and I've had some interactions with him on Facebook. When I heard him on there, I knew what was coming.
It was over.
I knew the heat was coming. I knew y'all didn't know what was coming, so I was just sitting back ready for it.
The rapid fire. Could you feel yourself wanting to let a few out or no?
Yeah,
have you left that life behind?
Y'all, the way y'all put it out there, when y'all didn't put any rules on there, I said, no. Nah. I said, I know where this going. You know what I'm saying?
We got a few, too.
But I can't if with the rules, I can't really do my thing.
I thought there were still some really funny ones.
Yeah,
in there, though.
Super
like,
funny. Yeah.
Like some of my favorites, like Welcome to Moe's looking ass. Like, doesn't he look like he would welcome you at Moe's?
Yeah, he does.
Like, welcome to Moe's.
Very excited. See, like very excitedly.
Yeah. Yeah, look like Freddy Krueger without the before he got burnt.
Why everybody want to messing with the kids?
Yeah, people want to go into that pedophile crap.
Freddy was messing with the kids.
That was a very popular. We had to cut it off because you know I don't personally think you look like a predator.
Thank you.
You know, and I think that's not something to joke about.
That is not something to joke about.
That is not something to joke about in this day and age.
No.
But I thought there was a lot of great entries, and I'm looking forward to next year for sure.
Me as well.
Yeah. DeLon Wright got the qualifying offer. That doesn't surprise you, right?
No, it didn't surprise me at all. I think that his whole free agency is probably going to look a lot like Jamichael Green's did a couple years ago, where the Grizzlies just kind of wait him out. And they give him a favorable offer that's beneficial to the team, mm-hmm. and not particularly beneficial to him. I don't see him having a high market, even with some of the guys being off the table, like you know, Kevin Durant probably being off the table soon. I don't see DeLon being someone that the Grizzlies is going to end up overpaying for.
I certainly hope that is not the case. We all think there's value there in bringing him back, both mm-hmm. in. Sort of schooling a young job. We've been talking with Bobby Marks about that. You know, for those guys, those front office guys, it's more about off the court, right? Teaching them how to be a pro. I think DeLon's been around long enough to do that. Plus, I liked what I saw from him last year.
He was good on the court as well.
There's no question.
Something I agree with John about, something he talked about a couple weeks ago, as far as not needing Mike Conley to be a mentor for Ja. I never got into that whole thing as far as Mike Conley needs to be here to mentor Ja, because just like in an NFL situation, if you drafted your franchise quarterback, just let him go. In other situations, it may be beneficial to have those mentoring voices for a younger guy, for a younger big or younger wing. But for that point guard, it needs to be evident that this is his team going forward, and he's the quarterback, and just to let him grow and get his own voice in the locker room. You don't want Ja to be in a situation where he's your point guard of the future, but he's not the biggest voice. You know what I'm saying?
I agree with your point. Completely agreed with John on that I wanted to throw him in right there.
Let him go.
If we're sticking with the football analogy, though, what would you say about Patrick Mahomes? Because they did that. They sort of sat him and redshirted him and had him learn that first year, and he comes out second year. You think it works out the same way if they throw him right in the fire?
Ja's one of those guys, you got to let him go ahead and let him do his thing.
Oh, I'm with that completely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just with that completely. What do you think, because we talked to you on draft day last Thursday, had you out at the Wing Guru with us. Brandon Clark, what we know that Ja was the pick. Mm-hmm. Brandon Clark, them moving up, getting him at 21, what do you think of the pick? What do you think of him as a player?
I love the pick, and just like I said last week, that's the reason why you make the Mike Conley trade before the draft, because you have that draft pick in your back pocket. And you can come in the draft night knowing you have the 23rd pick, and you're able to move that pick all day long, on the phones all day long, seeing what teams are able to do. And you're able to move up to 21 to get a guy, Brandon Clark, who I think is a victim of the NBA being a little bit too focused on being positionless and too focused on bigs that can shoot and those type of things. Because I posed a question to some people the other day. I said, okay, the way that the NBA is going now, where would Blake Griffin go in today's NBA draft?
He
was a freakish athlete. A lot of the characteristics of Brandon Clark. Are you saying he would have been the 21st pick in the draft if it was Blake Griffin? Blake Griffin would have went second in this draft.
Yeah.
I think Brandon Clark was a casualty of that, where people were just putting too much emphasis on bigs that can step out and shoot jump shots. You're still talking about a guy that's 6'8", freak athlete that can rebound, that can block shots. He's going to work hard. He's older. He's like 22 years old. He's going to come in looking like he's ready to play. And I think that picking up a guy like that is just super valuable for the Grizzlies, and I'm super excited to see what he's going to do.
You got more obviously his first round pick, but so was Grayson Allen. You got more confidence because of his athleticism, what you just laid out in him sort of being a part of this going forward than you do in Grayson Allen.
A lot of people are kind of saying, like, he's a four, Jaren's a four. You probably need to go ahead and start Jaren at the five. I don't believe in it.
Right.
I'm fine with
Jaren at the five right now.
Yeah.
Well, that's why you're going to re-sign JV, right?
Yeah, they're probably going to bring JV back, and I'm not really against it, as long as it's, within reason as far as the contract is concerned. I'm more concerned about the amount of years more so than the amount of money.
Same here.
Exactly. I want to go back to checking, because that's all that's all I can focus on right now, honestly, because it's just been that kind of a day. Do you think, first of all, why do you think Memphis is so good at checking?
Like, Memphis is just a real city, man. Like, everybody just, we keep it real. And then, like, just it all started in the lunchroom at school, you know what I mean? Where, like, but see, the thing about Memphis is, like, a lot of people try to paint Memphis as being a violent city. A lot of times when I was in school, checking was your self-defense when we were in school. Like, we didn't do a lot of, it was people get to fighting, but, like, checking was the way that you, like, you defended yourself via checking. Because I wasn't no fighting dude in the school, but I'd get on you, though.
Right.
So, folks, like, I ain't really just fool with Anthony, because if I mess with him, he finna flame me.
Right.
I already know that's coming. And then, like, it's a term of endearment. Like, you don't really see people who don't care for each other checking each other.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, checking is just a way we have fun. It's a way we show love. It's a way we get people up off us. It's just, like I said, it's self-defense.
First of all, predominantly African American.
Yeah, it comes from African American.
If you're aware of that.
Yeah, oh, for sure. Yeah, I mean, you're not gonna go to like a.
That's why we're better at the Nashville.
A given. You're not gonna go to like a given lunch table with like a bunch of white people, and they're not gonna be checking each other.
That's
like,
a
you're
good
just not
point,
gonna...
though. Is that typically it comes at it's rooted in friendship a lot.
Friends.
You know, if it's your enemy, you're not checking your enemy. That's gonna be a fight. You know what I'm saying? It's typically like, done with your friends.
Yeah. Like the white version of checking is like, yo mama jokes.
Yes.
Like that. Like that's what.
But
that
y'all
is.
Got that from black folks too.
But it's like, your mom's so fat, even God couldn't lift her spirits. Like that is a
she
that
bleeds
would,
gravy.
Yeah, like yeah. That would be a a typical.
Y'all are pretty good at those too.
A typical.
Because we gonna start Memphis off check. Like Carlos did when y'all brought him on. He started with the "What's up, man?"
Yeah, exactly.
That's a slow build.
Like this, that's like if you leave the saying "What's up," then now I'm finna get on your head.
Yeah,
that's just
get you real comfortable.
Do you think Memphis is the best at it? Like, do you think are there?
Oh, hands down.
Like, are there other cities that would?
Chicago
like,
would flame
hands
you
down.
Too now.
There are so many good guys in Memphis. I'm gonna try to remember most of their names. Carlos is one of them.
Uh-huh.
Tut Weezy. This guy named JR. It's another guy I can't think
Doesn't
of his
Tut
name.
Doesn't Tut Weezy do that show with P&H? Is that who that is?
Yeah, they got a show. They do a show.
That Craig Brewer helped.
They put a show together. Yeah. Another guy, I can't think of his name. Dude's amazing though. I can't think of his name, but he's with Carlos. I can't think of his name
right now.
Yeah,
the Flamaholics.
Yeah. It's
like,
a dude.
Is that a group that gets together?
Like they got Facebook groups, man. Those guys are freaking amazing. A lot of times I'll message them and say, dude, like, I encourage y'all, keep doing what y'all are doing, because like it's true comedy, man. And
it really is.
And it needs to be, somebody needs to really get behind it and put some money behind it, because those guys are freaking hilarious. They're all friends with each other.
It's a talent, to be honest with you. Like, it truly is. Like, it's a form of stand-up, you know, comedy in many ways, to be able to, like, come up with something that actually applies. Right. Like, Welcome to Moe's. Like that applies. Like, pay your, you know, HOA fees.
Right.
That applies. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, that takes talent.
But it's got to be something, like, it's supposed to be funny, but something that's not really going to tear the guy down. Like, you ain't going to say, oh, that's why your wife messing up. You know, it ain't going to be nothing like that.
Oh, that's not, that's.
Yeah, it's going to be, it'd be something that's, you know,
hurt you.
It might be real, but it's something ultimately going to build you up and, you know, like, help you out of friendship. That's the beauty of Memphis checking them.
What's your, something's going on with Serge Ibaka.
Yeah, I got another NBA conspiracy for you guys. I hope y'all aren't expecting these every week, because I don't really have
that. That would keep a lot of pressure on you.
Let's put a lot of pressure off you, bro.
Can you get some unsolved mysteries?
Yeah, because at this point it's become
a real staple of the show.
You were excited about this one last week.
He has to pull it up on his phone.
I had to take some notes. What's wrong with Serge Ibaka, who's a great pro?
Here's the thing. Last week, I gave y'all the rising information, and I came to a conclusion as far as the Curry family is concerned. This week, I'm just going to put the accusation out, and then we're going to look at the rising evidence, the supporting evidence. The accusation that I have, or the NBA conspiracy, is that Serge Ibaka is not 28 years old, and he's probably closer to 40 years old than he is to 28.
Is he still listed as 28?
He's either 28, 29. Pull it up. So let me get a reference.
Serge Ibaka's 28?
There's no way he's 28.
He's listed as 29 at Wikipedia.
He's listed as 29.
He'll be 30 this year.
And that's bull. That's not true. Serge Ibaka's not 29 years old.
You don't believe that.
Some things I have to support that. I want to say that he was drafted in 2008, and he made his NBA debut in 2009. At 18 years old.
Yep.
And if you look at rookie Serge Ibaka, that was not an 18-year-old kid coming into the NBA.
I'm getting behind this one already.
All right, this one gets wild, bro. This one gets kind of wild. Okay. So brace yourselves for this. All right, Serge Ibaka says he's 29 years old. He was in a celebrity relationship with Carrie Hilson, long-time celebrity relationship with Carrie Hilson.
Had a couple songs.
Right. They started dating in 2012, which means he would have been 22. Hold on. Let me see. Yeah, he would have been 22 years old dating Carrie Hilson, who would have been 29 years old, because she's she's admittedly 36 years old now.
Okay. So you got an older woman.
All right. I'm kind of doubting it. I'm kind of doubting that she was dating a 22-year-old kid.
22, okay.
Right. I'm kind of questioning that whole thing. The 22, even though he was an NBA player, and he got a cougar. That's a little sketchy. Because I mean, you know, I'm kind of looking at that one sideways. All right. Serge Ibaka also has a daughter that is 13 years old.
That's the case.
He had her at 15, 16 years old. And he had the baby over there before he came to the United States to play basketball. I'm just throwing it out there. That's not strong evidence, but just saying. You're saying that he had a kid when he was 15. All right.
Possible, but.
Possible.
All right, another one that's strange. It's very strange about Serge Ibaka. Most NBA players reach their NBA peak around 24, 25 years old.
They're
still in that peak around 28, 29.
Right.
Serge Ibaka got the old man game 4 years ago.
He's been on the old man game.
If you look at his stats, his numbers have been evident.
This timeline does align with his production.
If you're saying he's 28, that means he would be like peak balling right now.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And right now we're looking at him, he's got the old man game.
He's already at the end.
He looks like he's done. He looks like a 40-year-old man on the court. No major injuries. Just looking like an old
dude. He looked like a man who was at the end and said, all right, it's the finals. I'm going to give it the last thing in the tank. That's what it looked like.
And we're saying this is from a 29-year-old guy. All right, now, if you want to get weird, it's about to get really weird. If you look up a man on the internet named Samuel Soba, S-O-B-A.
John, you quick on that. We're going to need you.
Samuel Soba. Samuel Soba was born in December of 1982. Which would make him 36 years old.
Don't say he stole this man's identity.
And also the same age as Carrie Hilson. If you look up this man named Samuel Soba, it is all pictures of who, John Mark?
Serge Ibaka.
It's all pictures of Serge Ibaka.
What? Hold on, bro.
Oh, boy.
Samuel Sova. I got to see it for myself.
I mean, I don't even know what this means.
And is this another name?
And it says that this guy was born in 1982, and he was married to Carrie Hilson, and they have a child together.
Is that?
Anytime you look up Samuel Sova, it's going to show a picture of Serge Ibaka. Now, here's the thing. I believe this Samuel Sova part is all crap. I think it's all crap, but I think it's very interesting and very funny.
Man, you see how confused we are now.
But if I were to guess, I would guess that Serge Ibaka actually is around 36, 37 years old.
Yeah, the Samuel Sova, who invented this person?
I don't know. But
what is it is crazy.
It's who is Samuel Sova? Explain. Like, people have done
I want to know who Samuel Sova is.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that part is all crap, but clearly Serge Ibaka is not 29 years old. I'm not believing it at all.
So how old do you think he is?
I think he's around 36, 37.
Now, why would he lie about his age?
Okay, it happens all the time in foreign countries. Especially in African nations where in his particular case, I believe, want to say he was one of 17 kids. And a lot of times, I think he was born like during some type of war or something like that. Mm-hmm. A lot of times they just don't have accurate track of time, like how old guys are.
Yeah, records.
Plus it puts you in an advantage if you are a 23-year-old man playing against 17, 18-year-old kids.
Albert Pujols has been pegged on this stuff before.
Right, and then if you're an international player, you can say, hey, I've got this kid over here. He's 6'10". 17 years old, but he's actually 25.
Makes you look a lot better when he's 17.
Right, mm-hmm. And then you bring him over here, and he's, you know, because Manu Bol was rumored to have retired at 50 years old. If you look that up, that's a rumor.
He was way older than he was.
That's the word.
Now, Carrie Hilson apparently 3 days ago addressed Samuel Sova on her Instagram.
And what did she say?
She said, I've never been married. I have no kids. I've always wondered who this Samuel Sova is and why he insists on writing himself into my life on Wikipedia.
Right, exactly. That's what I said. I believe the Samuel Sova thing is crap. But I will stand on my grave that.
But he has Ibaka's real birth date.
That
is wild, bro. But yeah, that's another sane NBA conspiracy.
Like, where do you? I mean, like, with all due respect, where do you find these? Like, where do you just like think of them? Or do you just see
YouTube rabbit holes? Is normally what happens.
YouTube rabbit holes.
Yeah, I'll just be on YouTube, and then you know it'd be barbershop talking.
Are there any more you're going to save for us next week?
Yeah, I got.
Are there more?
Yeah. I got one involving the Los Angeles Lakers.
Okay.
But it's not Magic Johnson.
Okay, yeah, I was going to say. We know it all on Magic and that one.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. It's something we talked about before, but I haven't gotten to it with you on the show yet. I wanted to do that. Jumped around, you got like 8-9 jobs, got your hands in everything.
Yeah,
you admire the mess out of it. You're a hustler. You get things done.
Yeah.
One of your jobs you were telling me about in particular seems like impact, immediate, and with kids. What do you tell us a little bit about what you
do? Yeah, I work for an organization called Bread of Life. We're a nonprofit organization, and we basically we feed kids in low-income communities for free. We provide free meals for kids, whether it be after school. Summer. We're in the middle of the summer now, so it's a little bit more difficult for us to feed during the summertime because a lot of the programs that you see are connected to Shelby County Schools some type of way.
Uh-huh.
So the Shelby County Schools pretty much has their thumb on all those type of organizations. But right now we're feeding kids in the inner city, and it's a blessing, man. You know what I mean? As you know, it's hot outside. You know what I mean? So
I imagine y'all wouldn't be out there if there wasn't a need. We talk about this stuff Shelby County's got, but y'all are out there doing this work. And is that what you see?
Yes, sir. It's definitely a need, man. And not really to knock the Shelby County program, but
because it's doing something.
Yeah,
exactly. Not trying to say that.
Yeah, the food we're providing is on another level than what the Shelby County does. Everything they do is pretty much prepackaged, you know, a sandwich or something like that. We're trying to provide hot meals with, you know, meat, vegetables, you know, that old type of thing, fruit for the kids.
How many of you guys are out there doing it? How many employees?
Our staff is pretty small right now. We actually are under another organization, but our particular organization, we're about 4 or 5 employees.
Yeah.
Like I said, we just get in early and just get out, you know, try to make sure we can hit all of our spots to get everybody fed. But it's enjoying, man. Like, it's I really get a lot from it. Like, I really, you know, it pays me back. You know, the effort I put into it pays me back.
Brother, I admire the mess out of it. There's no question about it. That's why I wanted to talk about it. And anything I can do to help, come out there with y'all, whatever.
Sure.
I can get, like, when you're doing God's work like that, brother, wanted to shine that light on it, man.
It's a lot of little texts coming at us, man. But yeah, we're gonna come out on top.
Let us know if we can help, brother. Yeah. He is Anthony Say, covers the Memphis Grizzlies for the Memphis Flyer. co-host of the Outsiders podcast, joins us every Wednesday. Brother, it's always a pleasure.
Oh, yeah.
And next week we'll hear about the Lakers, maybe?
Yeah, we got a Lakers.
Free agency. Oh, I mean, man. You know, is it free agency related?
No, it is.
Okay.
In a way, it is.
Are they going to get a kind of a small max guy with the lower max number? They're going to end up having to spread that money around.
They're probably going to spend all that money they have and then use the rest on. Once you go over the cap, then you get the mid-level.
Yep.
And then they'll probably just try to fill it up with LeBron's buddies.
Sure. They'll get JR.
Yeah.
Mellow, all those guys. Kind of like the Heat, you know, from several years ago, right? Yeah. Like when you got the big three guys and then you got the Mike Millers and the Ray Allens, the guys who are
right.
on the smaller
deals. He'll get all those guys, man.
I actually like the thought of Mellow being back, but he doesn't think you're taking 20 shots.
Yeah,
bro,
I'm pulling for Mellow, man. I want Mellow to get a ring,
good
bro.
Situation for me. Get that ring finally.
I'm a pro Mellow guy. I hate how national media just – pretty much got Melo kicked out of the league almost to the point. The way guys used to ride Melo, the way guys would ride Melo. I'd love to see him latch on to get a ring. I wouldn't be surprised to see somebody like Derrick Rose end up going there.
I'd see that.
Well, that'd be fun.
That would be great. That would be great for everybody.
I'd agree with that.
I like that a lot.
Appreciate you saying.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it as always,
work,
man.
All right,
we'll come back, wrap it up. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
The Memphis Grizzlies select Ja Morant from Murray State University.
It's at home. It's a Ja.
What gave you the confidence to know that your game was big enough to belong on a stage like this?
It started with me. I feel like if you don't believe in yourself, then who will?
Ja Morant time in Memphis.
The Memphis Grizzlies on 92.9 FM ESPN.
There's no place like home. It has a certain magic all its own. Memories are made there every day. A lifetime of good times shared along the way. Have yourself a bluebell country day.
Ask any cow what her favorite bluebell snack bar is, and you'll get the same answer. Moo. Why not? Classic Moo bars are 12 packs of rich, decadent chocolate-dipped frozen vanilla treats. Any other questions?
A lifetime of good times shared along the way. Have yourself a Bluebell country day.
Look for Bluebell half gallons and 12-pack cups, $4.99 each, when you buy two at Kroger's.
Landers Auto Sales. If you are in the market for a new vehicle, that's exactly where you need to go. They got them all out there on the lot. They got the widest selection in the Mid-South. They got large SUVs. They got small SUVs, compact cars, luxury cars, trucks, vans, sedans, whatever it is you may need, they have it on the lot. And the best part is they got a highly trained, experienced staff on hand to assist with all your needs when it comes to purchasing, service, and accessories for your vehicle. If they don't happen to have what you want on the lot, don't worry. Just let them know. They're going to go find it for you. They're located in South Haven, or you can visit them on the web, LandersMemphis.com. And remember, if it doesn't say Landers, you paid too much.
Spencer here with ATC Fitness. We have exciting news. All premium members of ATC Fitness now have access to our newly added hydro massage lounges. That's right. For only $25 a month, you'll have access to all 18 state-of-the-art facilities, access to tanning, and now access to the best massage unit on the market. Come in today and relax with a free demo. You deserve it. Don't forget, you can also sign up online. ATCFitness.com. ATC Fitness. Exercise your right to look good.
Get more 92.9. Download the Radio.com app now and make sure your favorite 92.9 FM ESPN Memphis.
Humphrey Folk traveled all over the country as a real estate developer, and when he realized his hometown of Memphis didn't have a remarkable steakhouse like other cities did, he took a chance and opened the first prime steakhouse in Memphis, which everyone now knows as Folk's Folly. Worth noting, he also wanted to make sure people could enjoy those Folk's Folly favorites at home, so he created the market now known as Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop. So while you're making plans for the 4th of July, you may just be thinking of hot dogs and fireworks, but it's the perfect time to mix things up. If you really want to do the holiday right, go with prime, hand-cut steaks from Memphis's original steakhouse. It's not a chain, and you really can't get anything like it anywhere else in town. Make your cookout a declaration of independence. Come into Humphrey's and get steaks, crab legs, freshly ground sirloin, homemade pimento cheese, and so much more that will take your 4th to the next level. So stop by Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop at 551 South Mendenhall, right next to Folk's Folly, or online at humphreysmemphis.com to get everything you need to grill like a legend. That website again, go check it out, humphreysmemphis.com. Casualpint.com.
The Casual Pint, they're over at 395 South Highland. Don't forget the address, 395 South Highland, because it's the craft beer place in Memphis. You'll want to get over there. They're locally owned and operated. Good Memphians doing good things for you. I promise you're going to absolutely love the place. They've got the beer taken care of. 28 beer taps. They've got 2 8-foot-tall refrigerated coolers of cans. Got your favorite bottled beer, of course. You can do beer to go as well. Really cool feature with growler fills. And you can do a mix of six-pack over there. You can do it out of the cooler or packaged off the dry shelf. Always got something going on weeknights over at the Casual Pint. Tonight, it's trivia night. Trivia-themed is Stranger Things. Starts at 7 o'clock. We'll go to 9. It's always a fun party out at the Casual Pint. Their trivia nights with these themes are outstanding. Get a great turnout. Go see for yourself. And listen, you don't just have to be a beer person to go over the Casual Pint. They've got the wine and sangria, so it's comfortable for everybody, all walks, and whatever your drink of choice is. And listen, this Saturday, I'll tell you more about it as we approach it, but they've got the Brews and Rescues. Told you, they're always doing something for Memphians, or in this case, Memphis Dogs. It's a fundraiser for Street Dog Foundation. A $10 donation gets you free Lagunitas pint pour, pint glass, and Lagunitas swag. So you're helping a good cause there. The Casual Pint, they're always doing something good, and they are the craft beer place in Memphis over 395 South Highland.
It's Mattress Firm's 4th of July sale, and we're celebrating with our free, free, free event. Get free bed accessories like a free adjustable bed base, 2 free memory foam pillows, and a free mattress protector when you take home your new bed for just $7.99. That's a value of over $850, absolutely free. And on top of that, you can save up to $400 on the best mattress brands store-wide. Hurry in, your budget stretches further at Mattress Firm.
Offer valid with qualifying purchase. Restrictions apply. Valid at participating locations only. For offer details, visit mattressfirm.com/sale.
Some job recruitment sites overload your inbox with resumes. Glassdoor knows not just any will do. From 62 million job seekers, Glassdoor only matches you with qualified candidates who have the skills and experience your small business needs to grow. In fact, Glassdoor hires are 30% more likely to stay with your company longer, and Glassdoor can help you find that perfect candidate in half the resumes. Go to glassdoor.com/hire. Glassdoor. Find the right fit for your business.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Memphis Group, they are the best in Memphis, and the success stories are countless. One of my favorites, though, is Lewis, because he messages me on Facebook. We're friends on Facebook, and I just know his story very personally. His story was very simple. He had a home he lived in. He wasn't sure if he wanted to sell it. So he got with the Live Love Memphis team because we recommended the Live Love Memphis team, and he came to a decision that he wanted to sell his house, went with the Live Love Memphis Group, listed the home on a Monday, had it sold on a Tuesday. What more do you need to hear?
Yep, can do a virtual listing with them like I did. I'm a story too, not just Lewis. I'm one of them. I'm one of their satisfied customers, more than satisfied. Put it like grateful, because they sold a home for me I thought I'd never be able to sell. That's real talk. Really was fearing it. Figured nobody would come for it. Gave it over to the folks at Live Love. They came for it in 6 days, had multiple offers. I took the one with full asking and then paying the closing cost. You cannot beat that. That's the kind of deal Live Love's going to get for you. So give them a call or check them out. They're over at livelovememphis.com. Can study up. If you're ready to call them like Lewis, like myself, the phone number is 901-685-6000. Get that home sold. Again, 685-6000. Don't be on the market for another week. Don't be on the market for another month. Hand it over to Live Love Memphis. That's the right group. They're at livelovememphis.com.
Carlos has reached out to us, and he is very gracious and very appreciative of the gold medal. And we've been told by, I think, Memphis Made T-shirts that they're going to drop off a trophy tomorrow.
That's out.
That's going to be a fun photo op.
Thank you. Really going to do that. That's outstanding.
Yeah. So thank you, guys.
Congrats to Carlos, who's a pro at this, clearly.
Mm. Carlos, you're going to have to come up here and get your trophy.
Maybe next year you can be our judge in terms of sense, because you almost got to set it on the side. No one's going to have a chance.
You don't want to.
Your point.
You can't repeat.
Professional checker.
I don't think you can repeat.
Well, I don't know if he can.
Oh,
right?
I see.
Like this guy makes mincemeat out of people when it comes to checking.
He's a professional.
He's dropping 200 checks on you in 30 seconds.
He is most definitely a professional.
Yeah.
But anyway, congratulations to him. Let's do that thing we do.
Here's what 92.9's Jason, John, and Carson are checking out tonight.
Moe's looking at.
I know what Brad's checking out.
Oh, I am going to surprise you with tonight.
Are you?
Yeah.
Well, then who's going to have an eye on the CWS?
In fact, I will have something that you aren't going to say, I think, and it will surprise you.
Well, I know you're not going to have mine because I'm headed over to the Cordoba skating rink.
Oh.
Now, why would Jason be headed over to the skating rink? You're too old to be skating. And yes, I'm a previous speed skater. Did it down in Florida, and man, was I fast, my brother and I. But my son is taking a field trip with his camp on Thursday over to the skating rink. His father has never taken his five-year-old skating
yet. What?
And so instead of having CJ out there tripping and falling in camp his first time out there, I'm going to go show him how it's done.
That's good,
I'm going to show him how you cross the legs and do that turn. That's what the pros do. And I'm going to show him that he's got skating genes inside him that he doesn't even know about. That's where I'm headed.
Were you good at skating?
Brother, I was the best. Speed skating what it was then.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's four wheels and not in a line. I need the four wheels on it so it's like a car, you know, the old school skate. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, I used to skate my tail off down in Florida.
Well, outside of going to the Homeowners Association and hitting Moe's tonight, I'm going to watch the 2020 Democratic presidential primary debate. It's on at 8 o'clock tonight on NBC.
Politics.
Yeah, it was wild when I was looking at the lineup for tonight. I'm like, man, they got debates already starting tonight.
You tell me John scared you off the CWS and finishing this thing off?
It is also tonight, yes. It's the final game. There is no more college baseball, John.
Vandy will win,
this
right?
is the last night. Somebody's going to close
this
thing out.
The Vandy boys got this, right? They're
Vandy
not letting
and
those
Michigan.
Guys from
no,
Michigan
I don't
come
know,
down
man.
And beat them.
Who are you rooting for? You should be rooting for – you're not rooting for Vandy, are you?
I mean, they had a black pitcher out there yesterday. Can I not root for them?
Michigan is like the most diverse team in the
Well, that's a good thing, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
John?
I will be checking out Big Brother tonight. Big Brother's new season premiered last night. And, you know, Big Brother always has, like, episodes every freaking day. And sometimes, I watch the Celebrity Big Brother season they had a bunch of different guys. I'm blanking on.
Yeah,
like,
they had one of the Braxtons.
Yeah, yeah,
up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had a bunch of, like.
How'd that go?
Oh, they had Meta World Peace. Meta World Peace was in it. So I do like some Big Brother if I can get in at the beginning. There's so many episodes, it's hard to keep up, but I will definitely try to do it this year.
Did you see that boy Rocker pitching for Vandy?
Yeah,
he looks good.
He's good. I mean, he's going to be a great pitcher.
Like a stud.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
big dude.
That's going to do it for us today. As always, the show is presented to you by The Wing Guru. Stop by if you are hungry. Thanks to our guests who joined us today, Mark Giannotto, Freddie Coleman. Congratulations to Carlos.
Yeah.
Our inaugural Memphis Czech and Olympics gold medalist, his champion.
Thank you to Anthony Sain as well.
And Anthony Sain. That's going to do it for us. Giannotto and Jeffrey up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis and America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Every day, Comcast Business is helping businesses big and small go beyond the expected to do the extraordinary. Because beyond a simple transaction, there's making a customer for life. Comcast Business, beyond fast. Take your business beyond at ComcastBusiness.com.
Ready for a change? Join the club. At LA Fitness, we believe showing up is all the initiation you need. Come in and try it out for 5 days on us. Find your nearest location and get a guest pass for you and a friend at LAFitnessMemphis.com.
This is Gary Parrish. The Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar is a great place right next to the University of Memphis campus on the Highland Strip. And if you have an event, a birthday party, a wedding party, a graduation party, any kind of party, book some space at the Bluff. You can rent out any part of the Bluff, the front to the back to the mezzanine, and the place is big enough to accommodate 600 people. They can cater the event for you, or you can provide your own catering. Terrific rates, and you can trust that someone on staff is going to be on site to make sure your event is perfect. TheBluffMemphis.com and click the Host Your Event tab to get it booked today. TheBluffMemphis.com.
I went to Triumph Bank the other day to set up an account. Met with a banker named Holly Bronson, and here's what Bronson told me. The first thing you need to do is put my number in your cell phone. I can't help you if you don't call me. Yes, she really said that. Are you as stunned as I was? But that's why Triumph Bank is a different kind of bank, because of people like Holly Bronson. She'd worked at other banks before Triumph, of course. Given the way that banks are gobbled up by bigger banks these days, she'd actually worked at 5 different banks. But those banks didn't deliver the kind of service that Bronson wanted to give her customers. So Bronson made the switch. And here's the thing. Nearly all of her customers made the switch with Bronson because they understood what a difference personal service can make. Bronson insists she's nothing special, of course. She rattled off the names of a whole bunch of bankers at Triumph who take their jobs and service as seriously as she does. But I can tell you, it's the first time a banker ever gave me her cell phone number. Triumph is invested in the community and in making banking easy for you.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. An accident takes seconds to occur. Then what should take a great deal of time and research sometimes only takes a day. What lawyer should I hire? Sometimes the firm you hire does many things: bankruptcy, immigration, criminal defense, right there on their website. Would you hire a pediatrician to do your heart surgery? Of course not. This will be a life-changing decision, and all lawyers are not the same, not even close. Our firm is an open book. You know us by over 30 years of reputation. If you want to know what a case like yours may be worth, visit ForThePeople.com and look at the offers made and verdicts returned by juries for cases like yours. Hundreds of them. The proof is in the pudding. Your lawyer may have never been to court, or rarely. And listen, just because you hired the wrong firm in a rush days after your accident doesn't mean you can't fire them before it's too late. Look before you leap. There is only one Morgan & Morgan. On your cell phone, dial pound law, pound 529, pound law, that's all.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.